Washington State Parks have something new for visitors to Orcas Island this summer.
Platforms between you and the messy, messy ground, furniture, high thread count sheets, coffee brought to your tent flap in the morning at Moran State Park now for $9 extra, and maybe delivery of firewood and some sharpened sticks.
The sticks, by the way, are for s'mores. These amenities are all part of something that's called glamping, glamorous camping. And if you want to glamp at Moran State Park this summer, it could cost you up to $500 for the weekend. Your other state park glamping option is Miller Sylvania State Park, south of Olympia. Seattle freelance writer Christopher Solomon wrote about glamping for the New York Times. He told David Hyde why some people, including him, find it a disturbing development for our public parks here in Washington State.
We're in an age when the gap between all sorts of segments of society is increasing. And our public spaces, including state parks, are a place when we can all come together. And they're places that are equally important to all of us, no matter how unequal we are in other areas of our lives. And we shouldn't be segmented. The sheep shouldn't be segmented from the goats based on our bank deposit.
Why is the state doing it?
Park systems in Washington and the rest of the nation really have kind of their backs against the wall. In Washington State, for instance, the state park system has had their public funding reduced by 79% in the last 6 years. They've also been told by the legislature to run more like a business. And other park systems nationwide have been told this as well. Well, that sounds great in theory, right? More efficient, I guess, more innovative. But basically, what that has meant is come up with more money yourself. And what that has ended up meaning in large part is charge people more for stuff, whether that's things like the Discover Pass for your car, which is now about $35, or charging all kinds of fees. Fees are now nationwide 42% of the operating budgets of state park systems nationwide. It's the single biggest source of their revenue. These fees add up for families. I was doing the math, and depending on how you slice it, you could spend $100-something on fees in Washington State to take the family camping for a weekend.
So with these glamp sites, it sounds like the idea is that those who can afford it are subsidizing state parks for the rest of society. What's the problem with that?
Park system is trying to find all sorts of ways to bring in money.
Right.
And so they're trying to be innovative, and this is an attempt at innovation. I think it's a poor way to try to balance the budget for a couple reasons. One of them, I talked to an economist who studied state parks, and she said, I really don't think this is going to raise very much money, first of all. She said, between having to monitor the contracts for these things and stuff, it probably won't be a big money raiser. But also, they've raised park fees elsewhere, and they like to say, well, we've lowered park fees in other places. Well, they're acting more like a business, so they're lowering them in less desirable places at less desirable times of year. So if you're struggling to make ends meet, you're not getting a $5 campsite at Moran State Park that same weekend.
When they add glamp sites, do they take regular campsites or space for regular campsites away?
They do. At both parks that now have glamping in Washington State, they are taking formerly public campsites, and they're still public campsites, but you now have to pay $500 a weekend for them. And proponents would say, well, hey, lighten up. It's a dozen total campsites. But where is this going to end? You know, the old cliche is that it's the camel's nose under the tent.
Literally. So what's the solution?
A couple different ideas, but one of the main ones that's been recommended to me and I think is a good idea is you need to remove the legislature from the equation. The legislature and the caprices of politics keep jerking around state park systems. And so you need to find a more dedicated source of funding for park systems. That could be many different things. Some state park systems in the United States get money from lotteries. Yeah, maybe not ideal. Because there's lots of problems with lotteries.
We need more regressive sales taxes or lotteries to fund our utopian public spaces.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that lotteries are where it should come from, but some kind of dedicated source that's a little more insulated from the vagaries of politics.
Mm. All right, last question. Would you yourself ever consider glamping?
You know, I was even offered to go glamping at one of these places this last week by a friend who had a reservation. And I thought, in good conscience, I don't think I can go. I was curious to just to see what it was like.
So even the offer of a free site, your answer is no.
You know, certainly now that I've written about this and harangued against it, I think I would be too much.
Are you tempted, though?
You know, but like so many people, the older I get, the back's a little rickety. I can see the appeal, but I don't think it has a place on our public lands.
Seattle freelance writer Christopher Solomon, he recently wrote about glamping, glamorous camping, for the New York Times. Solomon spoke with David Hyde.